This week's parasha begins Ve'ela Shemois, and these are the names of the Bnei Yisrael who entered Mitzrayim. The Medrash points out that by the Yidden keeping their Jewish names and not adopting Egyptian names was one of the three merits for which they were zoiche to be redeemed from Mitzrayim. A Jewish name is not random or arbitrary, not merely a conglomeration of letters, but rather it reveals the essence and the characteristics of that person. The Rabbeinu Bachai says that Adam Rishon looked into the essence of every creature and named it accordingly. The donkey, for example, is characterized by carrying heavy physical burdens. So in Hebrew, the donkey is called chamor, from the root chomer, materialism. Contrast this with English, where the word donkey doesn't reveal anything about the essence of a donkey. Same with a person's name. When Leah named our fourth son Yehuda from the word oida, Leah wanted to express our thanks to Hashem. A Jewish name is not only descriptive, but also predictive. The Ari HaKadosh says that a name, even its numerical value, can tell you about the nature of that person. Neshama contains the word shem, name, demonstrating the link between a person's soul and their name. A name has an impact on the very essence, the identity, and the destiny of a person. We know that Al-Pi Kabbalah, although prophecy no longer exists today, however, there's one exception. We are imbued with Ruach HaKodesh when we name our children. A Jewish name is so powerful, it establishes a lifeline to Yiddishkeit that continues to connect, even if one renounces everything else. It is the chain that affirms a bond between generations and reminds those who have deviated from tradition that they are not only Jewish, but they can always return home. There's an incredible story told about the Ger Rosh Yeshiva, Reb David Alevsky Zatzal. Before they built the Ger Mesiftim building on 16th Avenue in Borough Park, a gevir promised to donate one floor of the building. When the building was complete, Reb David sat down with this wealthy man, and he told him, "Please give me the names of your wife and children, and I will hang up a beautiful plaque in their zchus." So he gave him the name of his wife, and then the name of his first child, and his second child, and the third child, and then he stops. Reb David asks him, "And what's the name of your fourth child?" And he says, "I don't know his name." He tells him, "What do you mean you don't know his name? Isn't he your son? How could it be that you don't know his name?" And he breaks down and he starts to cry. He says, "I don't want to know his name. He's estranged from me, and I chose to forget his name." He told the father, "You may never abandon a child." We say in Tachnun, "V'chol zoy shimcha lo shechachnu." Rabban Yishloinim, how disconnected, how alienated we are from you. But we will never forget your name. We will never forget what you stand for. We will never forget all the chesed that you bestow on us on a daily basis. So we ask you, na al tishkechenu. Please, don't forget our name as well. We read on Shabbos, Yaakov's bracha to his future descendants. Hamalach ha-goyel oisim mikol ra, v'kar b'am shmi v'shem avoisai. Yaakov's blessing was that shmi, our name, our essence, what we yearn to achieve, v'shem avoisai, should be in harmony with that with our appearance. Our values and our ambitions should be in consonance with our forefathers. We should never deviate from the path of our ancestors. We say in Shemoneh Esrei, Leman Shemoi Bahava. We ask Hashem, please help us, because we have never forgotten your name. A person's name, that is their essence, their tachlis. That is their mission on this world. We don't know every child's path in this world. We can't always understand their struggles. But we may never give up hope. And we may never forget their name. And now, we know. Have a wonderful day. I'm